Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Council Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm absolutely great, Andrew. Absolutely beautiful.
Well,
beautiful day and plenty happening in Singleton. You'd think it was the centre of the universe.
Well, I think it probably is at the moment, given the number of politicians that have been coming down and coming to you on bended knee with an apology and a beautiful-looking new interchange plan by the sound of it.
We finally got the commitment we wanted for a full interchange at the Putty Road. It was absolutely essential that we got no further into the detailed design plan without designing it properly so that it was designed for the future, not for the past. We've now got that commitment. The dual lanes were secondary and the dual lanes can easily be added to the full interchange without any knockdowns or restructures. So in preparing to that design plan, I'm very comfortable and very appreciative of hearing that news from the Deputy Premier.
That is fantastic news. As the old saying goes, when you got them by the short and curlies, their hearts and minds will follow, Sue.
We're getting some good stuff.
All right. Now, talk to me about the advocacy agenda, please.
This is Mark 3 of our document. It's been a very successful document to pinpoint the... initially we had 20 main concerns of the Singleton community. We've now got Mark 3 document, which is also entails some of the outcomes that we've had success with, but focus is now on 16 things that are of community concern. So it's very relevant. We were working on having that, so we polished it up and got it ready very quickly once the by-election was happening so that we can hand out to all candidates and also all levels of existing government and opposition, anyone we can talk to, both at a state or federal level. It's very easily readily reckoner for what our Singleton community's concerns are.
Your legacy fund has been adopted, Sue.
Yeah, and this is something we've been working on for quite some time as well, a little bit like the bypass. The legacy fund is something we've been working on that was finally adopted by council on Monday evening and seen the long-term financial viability throughout the Singleton community at Singleton LGA with social economic development opportunities for projects and programs. So the legacy fund will incorporate the economic development fund, the roads fund, infrastructure management fund, commercial property fund. So it'll draw all those funds together to formalise structure and make good decisions that will benefit the people around the LGA. And the last few years we've been able to gather together several millions of dollars through the VPA funds, more than $34 million, and we're confident we'll have it to around $40 million by 2025. So we're having our first meeting of that committee on Monday, so very much looking forward to actually getting some rubber on the ground with that one.
Planning for the future. Love the sound of that. Now, also coming up this Sunday, Anzac Day.
Well, we're very pleased, initially that we're having Anzac Day services this year. The last year it was very different with people standing on the ends of their drives and marking respects to the Anzacs in quite a different way than the Anzacs would have ever thought.
Yeah.
This year we're back into the park and with services. We do need to have registration for who will be attending, so you need to get online through the council website or make inquiries through the front desk, how you go about that. So there'll be two dawn services, one in Burdekin Park and also one out at the School of Infantry. You also have to register if you want to go out to the School of Infantry at Lone Pine. I'll be out there at that service and the Deputy Mayor will be attending the dawn service in Burdekin Park for me. And then the main service, of course, will start with the march on Ryan Avenue at 9:30 and continue straight onto Hunter Street and into the park from that side of the park as it comes past the police station with the dais set up about in front of the primary school. So the main service, of course, will be 11 a.m.
And yes,
this was fully supported and agreed on by council, the police, the army and the RSL. It's been worked through quite thoroughly because I know over the last few years there's been a lot of discussion about why it shouldn't or shouldn't be back on the highway. This year's obviously disrupted by all the roadworks that are being undertaken in the area along John Street. But, we've worked through this as best as possible and this is the best route that will allow a march to happen and good access to the park.
Sue, I hope you and everybody in Singleton enjoys a respectful and solemn Anzac Day on Sunday, and we will speak again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Andrew.